On this Tuesday, March 12th, we've got guests in the studio. Their CD release party for the new album Better Angels was February 2nd, Groundhog Day. And now we're having the Katie and Kay version of the CD release party here this morning. Yeah. We've got J.D. Martin, Jan Garrett, and welcome both of you.
Thank you, Steve.
To our Katie and Kay studios. And now it's time to talk about your new CD.
Thank you.
Always, every CD is great. And this is number, was it eight?
This is the ninth one, actually.
The ninth one.
I know. Yeah. Time flies.
You know, that's a productive output. That's what you call a productive career.
You got to stay on it.
In progress. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
I should take a lesson. But you also do many things all over the country, a little positive music and what have you. And explain a little bit about that.
Well, we do a lot of, when we go out to travel, we'll play two weekends, and usually on those weekends we'll play at a spiritual center on Sunday morning and maybe do a workshop the day before, and maybe a concert, you know, around that too. So we have, that is one of the areas that we do a lot, and then other concert ideas, you know. So we like, you know, getting a crowd of people together that wants to hear us, obviously.
Right, yeah, right.
It's always good, you know, preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
And they've been getting them to sing along.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
yeah.
That's great. And the new CD is called Better Angels. We've got track one, the title track, all queued up. So explain the theme of the CD and this track, Better Angels.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I will just say that after having done eight albums, I don't think JD or I really needed to do another album at this point, you know, except that there's a lot going on in the world. I will just say in our country and around the world, you know, how would we describe that? Particularly at the highest levels of government or leadership, you know, it's like, man, there's stuff going on that we just had to say some stuff about. We felt like, you know, everybody needs to now show up big time, you know, to bring whatever our gifts and talents are into the world, man, because, you know, we need to be changing things in a good way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A little step at a time, but we got to take those steps.
Yeah.
Little baby steps, you know, from a lot of people. Mm-hmm. A lot of people take little baby steps. It's going to be easier in the long run than if we keep waiting, because there's obviously things that need to be done, and it would be nice to speak the truth with love and you know, because everybody's got, you know, and everybody's kind of knocked sideways by all the changes one way or another.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to mean that everything, you know, and a wake-up call is not necessarily a bad thing, because it was about time that we woke up.
I think it's time, and it's a good thing. It's an invitation.
An invitation to wake up.
And we need to be talking with each other, you know. We have these hard sides, you know. It's good to have conversation.
That's right. Yeah. Things that conversations that are longer than whatever is scrolling across the bottom of the screen.
God, absolutely.
Distracting us from what we really need to be doing.
Absolutely. And I feel like no matter what side of any aisle anybody happens to be on right now, there's a quote from Abraham Lincoln. Would it be okay if we read the quote, which was kind of something that we... that kind of influenced our idea for Better Angels. This is Abraham Lincoln in his first inaugural address in 1861. This is right before the outbreak of the Civil War. And this is how he ends his inaugural address. He says, "We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic cords of memory, stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land, will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature."
Higher vision, freely feeling the love. How do the wild grasses know how to grow? The essential invisible heart of all creation, living inside of us now, singing us home, calling our better angels together, calling our better angels as we go, better angels, better our soul, the ones we can count on to guide us wherever we go. Though the dangers may be daunting, we know that we're not alone. We're lifted up, taking the high road home. Better
little piano flourish at the end.
Couldn't J.D. help. Martin on the piano.
Could not help it.
Yeah, J.D. Martin on the keyboard. And J.D. and Jan Garrett there, again, the title track from the brand new CD, Better Angels. And we're going to jump into another track here in just a moment or so, but this one bears an introduction. J.D., tell us about Home of the Brave.
Sure. So just starting from the reason why it got written in the first place is, you know, the fact that mothers and children started to get separated.
Really, at the border.
Yeah.
Or that, elsewhere.
Well, at the border, yeah, you're right. Broke my heart, you know, and I was writing, had this opportunity to write with two other writers, Karen Drucker and David Roth. This is a couple of years ago. This was right after that started to happen. And so we wrote a song that really just tried to capture that feeling of, you know, what it feels like, and my own feeling of that it shouldn't be happening, and that if it's happening to them, then I need to do something. And so there was a German minister in World War II, after World War II. He said, first they came for the trade unionists, and I was not a trade unionist, so I did not speak up. And then they came for the socialists, and I wasn't a socialist, so I did not speak up. They came for the Jews, I was not a Jew, and I did not speak up. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. And that was what inspired the song then.
For the past 4 years, Guadalupe checked in to the Phoenix office of immigration. Both of her kids are U.S. born, but everything changed the day they took her away. In the home of the brave, in the land
land of the free. We are immigrants and pilgrims and refugees from every nation, one family. When you come for Guadalupe, you come for me. For the past 2 years, Kamal made his rounds. Interfaith Medical Center, New York City. He went to Sudan to visit his mom. But everything changed, he couldn't come back. He was stranded in the home of the brave, in the land of the free. We are immigrants and pilgrims and refugees from every nation, one family. When you come for Kamal, you come for me. Give me your time, your poor huddled masses. This is America, built by dreamers, yearning to breathe free. If I had to leave my country, what would I do? If the way I dressed was a trigger for you, if I'm not welcome here, where would I go? Could I sail away on an unknown ocean of hope? In the home of the brave, in the land of the free, we are immigrants and pilgrims and refugees from every nation, one family. When you come for Guadalupe, when you come for Kamal, when you come for my neighbor, you come for me.
KD&K, home of the brave. Jan Garrett and J.D. Martin, great work there.
Thank you, sir.
So what's planned in the immediate future?
Well, we're actually leaving in, 10 days or a week. We're going to go to Florida for the Positive Music Awards. We have been nominated for a couple of songs.
And then we're actually
getting a special award. It's called the, what is it called?
Grace Note.
The Grace Note Award. It's for, outstanding achievement, and it's not really a lifetime achievement award, but we'll get to dress up.
Yeah, that's good.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't the Grace Note the thing that's kind of incidental to whatever else is going on?
Yeah, it's like the Grace Note. But it has that special flair.
Yes, it has.
You know,
that's
just a little extra personality than a normal note.
That's right.
I think Grace Note, that means it's obviously an elevated sense of accomplishment.
Sure. We'd like to think.
Okay. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, just great work. Album after album, I've got my particular favorites over the years that just have kind of come in at a good time in my life. It's exciting to get excited about a piece of music or whatever. Sometimes it kind of comes and goes. Everything kind of replays in your head from all these decades of one thing or another.
But you have the educated, soulful ears, you know, which we appreciate.
That's
Thank you,
know,
Steve.
Those aging years, yeah. It's kind of that time
aging,
of life. Where,
I didn't
yeah.
say that. I said educated and soulful.
It reminded me of my doctor's appointment last year. Yeah, you've lost that top end.
Oh.
And then you go to the eye doctor. Yeah, you ain't got to have that cataract surgery.
Yeah,
but then it's exciting because you go, well, gee, that means I'm going to see better soon.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hear what I can hear, so I don't know how better that's going to be, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
But everything's relative. I know that your music certainly sounds great to me, so
my
ears have all the juice they need. And explain a little bit about this next particular track, which is called Count Me In.
Count Me In. Well, you know, I wrote this with a wonderful guitar player that we know in this positive music world named Glenn Rothel. Occasionally, when we go to these festival things, we'll go a couple days early, and the woman who organizes it will set you up. There'll be maybe a dozen other songwriters, and she'll set you up with a person saying, okay, it's now 10 in the morning, and from now until 12:30, you two guys go over there, there's a piano, and write a song. So for like 2.5 hours, it's like, really? But Glenn and I came up with this, and as we were continuing to play and goof around with it, it's kind of a jazzy thing, which you'll appreciate with your ears, Steve. Every time we'd start over again, I'd say, well, count me in. You know, we'd have to one, a two, so that we'd start on the same place. And after a while, as we were writing, it was like, well, isn't that interesting? Because count me in also means like, yeah, I'll show up. I will volunteer to do whatever. So if there's a good thing that needs to happen, if you get counted in, there you are. You're both, and you're playing together, like music. When you're playing jazz or any kind of improvisational situation, you know, you got to listen to what's going on. There may be ideas coming in that don't come from each of you individually. So we thought, well, isn't this an interesting little metaphor for, gosh, the leaders of the country, or, you know, even city council meetings or whatever? Let's just try to play together.
Well, I know that you and I haven't always seen eye to eye, but it's gone beyond a game of lose or win. So if we can come together and move on from where we've been, baby, you can count me in. A two, a one, a two, a three. Give me some rhythm and give me a groove. Give me a hot tone feeling that makes me wanna move. If we can find some soul, I just might lose the blues. Baby, you can count me in. I've been hanging around with my opinions too long. Got to take a breather so I can sing my song. If I come on easy, I will end up strong. Baby, you can count me in. You can count me in, so we can both step right out. Together we can improvise something worth shouting about. I will give you an inch so we can both take a mile. Can invent a syncopation that will make us smile. If we lighten up a little, we can travel in style. Baby, you can count me in. The words to the song, we can just make it up as we go along. When we listen to each other, we can't do it wrong. Baby, count me in. We will go sailing free. Honey, the groove is on me. The music just might be the breath of fresh air we need. To find some changes that will set us free, even when they take us into a minor key. You can count. count me in. That's who you. Badu, badu, zin. Ta-ta, do, 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 come on, count me in. Well, we can take and give. We can live and let live. It's a surprising possibility that you might just bring out the best in me. When we expand our horizons beyond what we know, we get a whole lot further than we thought we could go. Something much wiser is running the show. We're looking at a win-win. Let's do this thing. Baby, you can count me in. I want to. I want to.
That was great.
Thank you. That was fun, right?
It is fun. You know, it's important to inject a little fun.
Oh, my God. You know, levity.
As we, yeah, as we contemplate big issues, sometimes you just go, and yeah, sometimes I feel like, you know, it's like, you got to listen up. You know, we got to tell people it's time. We got to wake up like right now.
Right.
You know, which is kind of exciting in a weird kind of way, and the fact that it affects everybody on the planet.
Absolutely.
You go, you'd think at some point, you know, if you can just get the rock, the myth of Sisyphus, get the rock going down the other way, you know, that momentum would do them. But it just those, again, those first steps are the hardest. But well, then sometimes you feel like you're the, you know, the old guy with the with the long hair and the beard with the sign that goes, the end is near. You know, and you just got to, you know, and how out that guy was, you know, and then you just go, you know.
The beginning is near.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a way to do it that it begin, because the negativity just goes with all the other negativity. And, and sometimes it's hard to just say, well, positive. I mean, NPR actually the last couple of days is like, you know, has had kind of an interesting perspective where they're, okay, we're at 2050 and we've already accomplished all this.
Yeah,
and here's how we did it looking back. But it was all like, oh, great, there's a happy ending, you know.
Yes.
And sometimes that's important to remember. And
yeah.
The fact that, you know, all of a sudden you look around and you go, gee, if I didn't listen to the news today, you know, it's a pretty nice day, you know. I'm
and
having a good time.
And
life
even
is great.
If you did listen to the news, it's like, well, maybe I could show up and hang out with other people and we could play together and accomplish something cool.
Yeah, we could,
you know,
we could hang out and play like we're doing right now.
That's right.
That's right.
And we're going to play one more track from the brand new CD. Again, Jan Garrett and J.D. Martin. And we started with track one, and we're going to finish with...
Well, can we tell them where to get the album first?
Yes, I was just
in
gonna,
case.
You took that question right out of
my
mouth.
I'm sorry.
You can ask your own questions on this show.
It's casual
and
here.
It takes the pressure off
KDK.
Me. I love it. Yes.
You go.
No,
okay.
You tell them, babe.
The best place actually to buy this particular album is on our website, www.garrett, that's two R's, two T's, then a hyphen.
A hyphen.
Martin, MARTIN.com, and we'll answer your order personally.
Yeah, Garrett and Martin. In fact, you got digital downloading, too. I mean, technology is incredible. I mean,
and we made a thumb drive.
In this particular CD.
On this CD, we have like a CD and a download, and you can get a thumb drive.
Well, it was great because we just spoke last night, and then boom, all of a sudden I had a download.
I know.
Like right in my computer, and
absolutely.
I just go boom and boom, and, you know, I'm listening to great tunes.
Yeah.
Cool.
What a concept.
What a concept.
So you too can go to Garrett with two R's and two T's, hyphen, Martin.com.